This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now was the name of the show, because my name, Wayne Allen Root, the initials War, and I'm always on the warpath, but the new name of the show is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. There's no other show like it on American radio or TV. No notes, no teleprompter, no script, no assistants running around the room. Just me with the news stories I've chosen single-handedly. News that you will not hear on the evening news tonight. News that you will not hear celebrated on the evening news tonight about President Trump. And the negative news about Trump, you'll hear ripped to shreds here, because it's all fake news and lies. So you get the truth, the raw truth, and nothing but the truth on this show, so help me God. It's America. Rex from Las Vegas, by the way. It's also what makes this show unique. It's not from D.C. It's not from New York. It's not even from L.A. It's not from the two coasts. It's from Las Vegas, which is real America. Remember, it's not about the fact that Vegas is now fast-growing town in America and the fast-growing state in America. It's that we are the center of America. Everybody in America, the crossroads of America, everybody in the world, crossroads of the globe. From all over the world, people visit Las Vegas. And it's a crossroads and a cross-current of what real people think. From Iowa and Indiana and Michigan and New York and Maryland and everywhere in this great country and everywhere in this great world. We'll have a guest later on in this show, in this hour, a good buddy of mine from England and Indonesia and Malaysia and the whole Asian world. And he'll be on the show to talk about Brexit and what's happening in England. But he's a, kind of a citizen of the world, a world traveler. And he will tell you that it's not as bad as you think, the hatred for Trump. It's as bad in the media around the world as you think. It's as bad among the leaders around the world as you think. The politicians and the bureaucrats, but it's not that bad among the people, just like in America. The media hates Trump, and the politicians hate Trump, and the government employees unions hate Trump, and the bureaucrats hate Trump, and Big Brother and the deep state hates Trump, and the D.C. swamp hates Trump, but the people love Trump, and it's the same around the world. All right, some news you need to know. Trump is the greatest, right? Trump's the only guy in the world that never apologizes, never backs down. He always doubles down. And so he got asked a really interesting question. You know, the DNC and the fake news media want you to believe that the President of the United States doesn't have a right to discuss political corruption with foreign leaders, at least not if the foreign leaders are Democrats. And Trump blew another hole in the Democrat media complex today. Trump told reporters Thursday morning that Ukraine and China should both investigate the corrupt Biden family. The reporter was like, what did you really mean? What were you trying to do? And guess what he was trying to do? He says, Trump said, I was trying to get him to investigate Biden. And he says, I would do it again. I would recommend they start an investigation into the Bidens. Trump tells the White House press corps not only should Ukraine be investigating Joe Biden, his son, but that China should now open an investigation into Biden. I mean, it's hilarious. He doesn't back down. He doesn't apologize. He doubles down. It's my boy Trump. And by the way, Trump's approval rating hits the highest of the year in the wake of the impeachment talk. I'm not too smart, right? What have I been telling you for days now, for a week now? Trump hits the highest of the year, 2019, not with Rasmussen, where he's been very high all along, but with the Harris poll. The Harris Hill, it's actually called the Hill Harris X survey. And it was released yesterday and was taken after the impeachment inquiry was begun. And he's now at 49%, his highest mark of 2019. That makes him just 2 points shy of his highest ever approval rating on the Harris Hill survey of 51%, and his disapproval dropped to the lowest level of this year as well. That's not Rasmussen. That's another one. And how about this one? 66% of battleground district voters say Democrats are too obsessed with impeachment. 66%. Folks, you can't get 66% of Americans to agree on anything. On what color underwear their wife wore today. In bed. You can't get 66% of Americans, two-thirds, to agree on anything. What ice cream do you like? What's your favorite color? Who's your favorite politician? Everybody, you know, put 10 people in a room, you get 30 opinions. So when you hear 66% of battleground district voters say that Democrats are too obsessed with impeachment, it's everything I ever promised you. They're digging their own grave. They're committing political suicide. All the media screams about impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And yet, the average person doesn't care and no longer listens. They're shutting out the media. They don't care what the media says. Two-thirds of voters in target seats and 66% of voters in Republican-held battleground seats agree that Democrats in Congress are too obsessed with impeaching the president. What the voters would prefer, according to the poll, is Congress working on issues they campaign on, such as funding our military, improving the nation's infrastructure, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, and caring for our nation's veterans. And in even worse news for Democrats, the top priority for voters in these target seats is immigration. And in Republican-held battleground seats, it's the economy. Isn't that amazing? The NRCC found six separate issues that reach double-digit importance for voters, and Democrats aren't focusing on any of them. Not on any of them. Voters oppose impeachment 44-47. In Republican-held battleground seats, voters oppose impeachment 49-46. In these target districts, 51% of independents oppose impeachment. 46% of voters in these target seats are less likely to vote for a candidate for Congress who supports impeachment. And Democrats are marching in lockstep like sheep off a cliff. Maybe they've seen the news that I'm staring at. In 2016, a whistleblower brought information on crimes involving the Clinton Foundation, and the Department of Justice and FBI ignored the claims and then covered them up. We're living in a two-tiered justice system in the United States of America. If you're a Democrat and you commit freaking murder or rape, nothing ever happens. They cover it up. Not a thing ever happens. No one ever says anything about it. They won't even investigate. If you're a Republican and you spit on the sidewalk, it's life in prison. It's the death penalty. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. We have a Republican president, and the only people getting indicted are Republicans. And by the way, another thing Trump's right about, which is Islamic terrorism, Islamic terror, Muslim extremism, all words a Democrat can't say in this country for fear of being called a racist and an Islamophobe. But I'm not afraid of it. I'm not against the whole religion of Islam. There are very nice Muslims in the world. But according to most experts and factual statistics, about 20% of the world's Muslims are extremists and hate America, hate Christians, hate Jews, hate Israel, hate Western civilization. There's about a billion Muslims. You do the math. Somewhere between 150 million and 200 million Muslims are freaking crazy. Now, 800 million are perfectly nice and going about their life and never want to hurt us, and I don't want to hurt them. But if it's 15 to 20% of a billion, that's 150 million to 200 million Muslims who hate us and want to destroy us and want to kill us and our children and future generations. Want a new Jewish Holocaust. Want to kill everyone in Israel. Want to persecute Christians and Jews and Americans and Brits and Western civilization. And want to carry out terrorist attacks. So we got to be careful who you let in this country. That's why we have extreme vetting under President Trump. We have to be damn careful who you let in the United States of America. Not just anybody can walk in our country. Got to know everything about their background. Got to do extreme vetting. Got to see their Facebook posts, their Twitter posts, their tweets, their Instagram shots. Got to hear if they hate Jews and Christians and America, and if they believe in Sharia law. But they don't do that in Europe. They don't do that in England. They don't do that in France. And so they have constant terror attacks. And today, a Muslim in Paris walked into a police precinct, I believe, and killed four police officers with a knife before being shot dead. This was in Paris, France. Yeah, four police officers killed at Paris police headquarters across the Notre Dame Cathedral. Three policemen and one policewoman killed in the attack. And oh, by the way, talk about killing two birds with one stone. Not only do we have to worry about Islamic extremism, and anyone who says otherwise is a freaking idiot, but we have to worry about gun control. Because when you take guns away from good people, they use bad people use guns, will continue to use guns, and many other bad people will use knives. Gun control doesn't work. It's a fact. Strict gun control fails in every city in the world. But now you see, without guns, you can still kill people, can't you? You can use a knife. You can have an acid attack. You can strangle them with your fingers. You can drive a car or a truck into hundreds of people. You can use a bomb to kill people. Banning guns, strict gun control, red flag laws, gun registration, banning assault weapons does nothing except keep guns out of the hands of good people who can stop crime. Bad people will always get guns. Bad people will use knives, spoons, and forks to stab you and take your eye out or kill you. In places like Paris, I'm sure it's just like England, I'll bet the police don't have guns. That must be why four cops were killed by a crazy person with a knife in the middle of a police station. God bless America, man. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV turning into quite the hit. My third hour of radio is on national TV, and I've turned it into a hit American television show. Nobody's ever done that before. No one's ever turned a radio show into a hit TV show, but it is the number one show on Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. In 70 million homes, we'll be in 80 million homes by year end. We reach 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. And we're going to be all over the Las Vegas Valley. If you're listening to me on KBET here in Vegas, we're going to be all over the Vegas Valley starting on November 13th. Cox Cable just picked up Newsmax TV. So every single night at 5 o'clock West Coast time, you can turn on Cox Cable and go to Channel 96, and you will see Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, every night, Monday through Friday, on your TV set here in Las Vegas, as well as Phoenix and Tucson and San Diego, California. Cox Cable, 6.2 million new viewers are going to be able to watch the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV starting on November 13th, Channel 96. Let me also mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's My Doctor Suggests. And cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu, but it's so much more than that. If you have gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something really fantastic that you need to know about. All their products contain alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. It's really quite amazing. I've used it for quite a few different little things that have ailed me, and it has cured every single one of them. This is just me talking. It's my personal endorsement, my personal experiences. For me, it's pulled off miracles, including my hoarse voice talking thousands of hours a year on radio and TV, and I've never missed one minute since I've been sucking on their silver lozenge. It's quite amazing. Got rid of my brain fog since I've been drinking their silver solution. I put it on my skin, on my face, and I had a couple of dry spots. Gone. And nothing I ever used for 2 years ever got rid of them. But you can't buy this stuff in the store. The only way to get it is to call 866 toll-free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. You get 20% off every order when you say Wainwright sent you. Every order, not the first order, every order, 20% off. And you also get a free book, The Silver Miracle, free. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and tell them Wainwright sent you, or use the promo code, enter the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, and you get 20% off every single order. Thanks, My Doctor Suggests. So breaking news, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, meaning the House Republican Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy calls for Pelosi to suspend the impeachment inquiry. Because it's rubbish. They're just full of crap. There's nothing in it. He did nothing wrong. Trump was trying to report on crimes by Biden, and the Democrats are trying to say the guy who reports the crime needs to go to jail. The SWAT team needs to knock down his door and arrest him and charge him with murder because he reported on a murder. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of. And here's why. They're covering up for the truth. Documents, heightened security on Biden-Ukraine dealings indicate Hunter may have made millions and millions of dollars. A batch of newly released documents, including court filings as well as notes from interviews conducted by Rudy Giuliani, have put the spotlight back on the Biden family dealings in Ukraine, even as the House Democrats' impeachment probe zeroes in on President Trump's push to convince Ukraine to investigate them. And they've raised more questions about how much money Joe Biden's son, Hunter, made while serving on the board of the Ukrainian natural gas firm. Keep in mind, he knew nothing about natural gas, nothing about energy, nothing about oil. Keep in mind, he was just kicked out of the Navy 2 months before for cocaine use. Keep in mind, he was cheating on his wife. Well, I wouldn't say cheating on his wife. Let me say it a little differently. His brother died. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden's brother, died. And he was shacking up with the wife of his own brother who died while he's snorting cocaine. And he gets hired by a giant company in Ukraine, and he's worth $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a month to sit on their board when he knows nothing about energy. You think maybe there's a controversy? You think maybe it's a scandal? You think maybe it's corruption? You think maybe they wanted the power and contacts of the Vice President of the United States? You think maybe they wanted to steal U.S. aid? With Biden in charge, they got away with it. He killed the prosecution, the whole thing. He threatened to withhold $1 billion. In any case, one estimate puts the figure in the millions that Biden's son Hunter made sitting on this board. And there's a lot of people out there saying Burisma Holdings, that's the company, the energy company in Ukraine, there's $1.8 billion missing from Burisma. When we get back, I've got a good friend here from England who's going to tell you what's really going on, the real truth, what's happening with Brexit and hate speech in Europe.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker's testimony on Thursday is taking place before three Democratic-led committees. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Nothing he has said supports the narrative you've been hearing from Mr. Schiff and the Democrats. Nothing.
Speaking in Florida, President Trump says his administration is making Medicare even better.
I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
The president also touted a new executive order aimed to bolster Medicare Advantage and says his administration is taking steps to protect vulnerable people and make health care more affordable. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We'll be right back.
101 Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Before I get to my esteemed guest, I want to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, Swiss America. You gotta buy gold, man. You gotta buy gold. China's buying it with both fists. Central banks around the world buying it with both fists. In just the last 90 days or so, actually much less than that, like the last 75 days, gold is up $200 per ounce. In the last bull market, gold went up $200 an ounce in 4 years. This time it did it in less than 90 days. It's what you call the beginning of a 21st century gold rush. But who you buy it from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my fans and a free 30-minute DVD hosted by one of the most cool guys in the world, Wayne Allyn Root. And the call is free, so let me get this straight. The phone call costs you nothing. The DVD costs you nothing. The free special report costs you nothing. And the information is valuable. What do you got to lose? Nothing. Swiss America is the only one taking the risk here. Sending you free stuff, accepting the charges on your free call. These guys are great. 800-BUY-COIN. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-289-2646, or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Swiss America. They were a big get for me, let me tell you. Big-time company. Probably the second or third biggest gold company in the United States of America. And a great honor to have them sponsoring both the radio and the TV show for Wayne Allyn Root. All right, my guest is here, John Zachary, businessman from the UK, managing director of Aura in the UK. What is Aura, John? What is that?
We do air purification, Wayne.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the new company that you are now involved in.
Yes, that's right.
All right. I thought you were a managing director. You in the past have been involved in investments. I thought maybe you were an investment banker. That's that.
I was. I'm an asset manager before, but I've diversified into something which nobody can moan about.
He's got that debonair British accent. I love that British accent.
Which,
very cool.
Which is air purification, so even our liberal friends. Everyone stands for attention.
Did the Queen just come in the room? Was the Queen here?
I think she did.
All right. Well, no, I think the King is here. John Zachary, the King. Yeah. The should have been the King of England because he'd do a better job than the Queen. What's happening in England is not good. What's happening in England is the future of America if we're not careful, right?
It is the future of America. So
tell everyone out there who doesn't understand what's happening in England how bad it's really gotten.
Well, the whole libertarian movement actually started with the Brexit vote. I mean, that was the first sign that the world was changing in its thinking. So in 2016, the British voted to leave the European Union. And they voted by 52%, or actually to be precise, it was 51.9% of British people voted to leave the European Union.
Brexit. Which is very similar to how they voted for Trump.
It is, exactly. It was
margin,
a precursor.
And it was the working class, blue collar, middle class against the poor and the rich together, and that's what goes on in America. It's Democrats are the super rich, and everybody who's poor, and Republicans have all the middle class. Same thing?
It was exactly the same thing. Basically, we had the same thing with the media, totally dishonest, predicting up until the day before Brexit that it would be an in vote, that everyone would stay to
and
remain.
It would be a landslide, like Trump today saying it was a landslide.
Yeah, there's going to be remain, obviously, going to remain in Europe. And when they got the vote they didn't want, they were really shocked.
And angry.
And ever since that, the politicians in Britain have done all they can to prevent and to stop and procrastinate from delivering Brexit. And this has gone on now for 3.5 years.
And just like America, it's not just the left wings and the lefties that are against Brexit. It's the establishment of the Conservative Party. What's the Conservative Party called there? What's the name of it?
Conservative Party.
Oh, it is called Conservative Party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Labour is the lefty party, right?
Labour is lunatic left party.
Right, so the Conservatives should be for Brexit, but many Conservatives there are against Brexit too, right?
Yeah, because basically what they are globalists. So
right.
Trump is, again, exactly right, identifying people as either a globalist or a nationalist. And what's happened with that, we actually have a Prime Minister now in Boris Johnson, our mini Trump.
Right.
Who, by the way, the press equally hate in the UK.
So of course.
The BBC have very cleverly nicknamed him Bojo, which obviously is very close to being a bozo, isn't it? So they never called him that before. He'd never been called Bojo before, but now suddenly he's Bojo. So Bojo is trying to deliver Brexit, and the Parliament are doing everything they can to stop him.
Here's what I don't get about England. I shouldn't call him England. UK, right? That's the proper UK, name. Yeah. You can't call him England anymore, is that right?
Well, you can say England, but it's the UK, United Kingdom of Great Britain.
Well, it's like it's the United States, and it's also America, right? Yeah, so it could be England and UK, Great Britain, it's all those names.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. So Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister right now, correct?
He is the Prime Minister.
And yet, he wasn't elected by the people, right?
No, he wasn't. So basically what happens is they had a party leader election, and Theresa May, as we all know, resigned.
And I hated her. I despised that woman.
I couldn't stand her. She's a total traitor. But anyway.
She was a conservative, supposedly, too, right? Supposedly.
She was a Remainer.
Yeah.
But she said she would...
But she was in the Conservative Party.
Yeah, but she said she would deliver Brexit.
She was a liar from
day
one.
And she never delivered Brexit.
Not.
So now we get Boris Johnson, somebody that wants Brexit.
Bojo.
Yeah. So he goes and he tries to deliver Brexit. He says, 31st of October, come what may, we will leave the European Union. And, by the way, not give them the $39 billion that's been promised to them.
30th of October coming up, is what he says.
31st of October,
coming
yes.
up 3.5 weeks.
Halloween,
right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, what the Parliament do? They quickly pass a law that now compels our own Prime Minister to go back to Europe and try to get an extension until January of next year.
And if they offer him an extension, he has to take it.
He has to take it. He has to take it. And here's the other thing. So in 2011, when the fixed-term parliamentary rule came in, you could actually, the Prime Minister could call an election. Anytime he wanted, the Prime Minister could call the election. That right has been taken away from him in 2011. Under that new rule, he has to have two-thirds of the House agree before he can call election.
Which will never happen.
Which now, strange enough, the lefties, Jeremy Corbyn was calling for an election, let's put it to the people, let's put it to the people. Mm-hmm. Now he won't do it.
All right, so for the American people, let's explain why they hate Brexit, why the establishment hates Brexit in England. Because Brexit, it's just like Trump. Brexit is a sign that the people are in control, not big government and big brother, right? That's basically what it is.
It is exactly that. And basically the biggest globalist in the world is the European Union.
Yes.
The European Union are basically funding and pushing that agenda all around the world. And so if you
let every immigrant in. Let them in.
If you break up the European Union by one of the most key components, which is Britain leaving it, They've taken a huge damage, and they don't want it. And they've done everything they can. I guarantee you when he goes and asks for the extension, they give it to him.
Right. Well, by the way, you said, if Britain leaves, it hurts them. Well, of course it does, because isn't the UK the biggest economy in the... Or is Germany number one?
Germany's number one.
Germany's one, England's number two.
But we don't...
You're number two, though, right? Yes.
There's an example I gave you. So, for instance... we're Germany's third biggest trading partner, but Germany's not our third biggest trading partner. Who does that hurt more, us or Germany?
Yeah,
doesn't hurt us that much.
Again, it hurts Germany.
We're such a good market for them. BMW nicknamed England in their private memos Treasure Island because they charged us so much more than they charge on continental Europe.
Who's the biggest trading partner of England? Probably America, I would assume. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is.
Not even close, probably.
Yeah. So why when Trump is promising Boris Johnson
a huge trade deal?
Yeah. We actually don't need Europe that much. We're not going to fall into the sea if Europe doesn't do business with
anybody. But explain something to me, because he wasn't elected. When is an election going to be called and they'll try and defeat him in that election? When would that happen?
Well, he's already asked for an election on October the 15th.
He wants it.
He asked for
an
election.
They won't give it to him.
They won't give it to him.
Because they know he's going to win.
Because he will more likely win, yeah.
Right.
But if you listen to the media, if you listen to the BBC, he has no chance of winning.
Well, is it the same thing, by the way, with Trump as it is in America? The media hates Trump.
Absolutely.
The DC swamp hates Trump. The deep state hates Trump.
Yes.
Liberals hate Trump. People on welfare hate Trump.
Yes.
But all the working people of America love Trump.
It's so similar. So, for instance, London hates Boris Johnson.
Of course.
Because London, and also London voted to remain.
Right.
By a huge margin.
Remain on Brexit. They wanted no Brexit.
They wanted no Brexit. Remain was
European
London
Union.
Very strongly.
Yeah.
So London hates Boris Johnson. They don't like him. The media, the BBC, they absolutely despise Farage.
They love Jeremy Corbyn?
Yeah. They despise.
He's
they don't
such
even like
a
Corbyn.
Loser.
They despise Farage.
Yeah.
Farage literally gets pilloried when he goes on.
Farage is me. He's more. I'm exactly.
Yeah, he's
Farage, right?
Exactly. So he was the one actually that was very much behind the Brexit movement. Mm-hmm. He actually now has the Brexit Party. So to show you how strong feelings were when we had the, because we had to go into European elections again because we hadn't left Europe. Mm-hmm. So he went and fielded.
And he did good, right?
Yeah, he got 36% of the votes or something with something ridiculous like that.
In like kind of a third party, basically, right?
That's what it was. A party that had been established 6 weeks before.
That's
and he got more votes.
Just like Trump.
He got more votes than the Conservatives. He got more votes than Labour.
Wow.
And this is a party that was going.
You realize in America, nobody knows this. No one understands what's going on in England at all. Does anyone in England know what's going on in America? Are you guys also equally dark about what goes on here?
Well, again, this is the thing that I'm telling you, that if you watch traditional media, you'll never get the news, because the way that Trump will always be portrayed on any media is in negative light.
Of course.
They're going to say how bad he is, how stupid he is, etc.
So you speak to the people. Do you get a sense that the average person that supported Brexit does like Trump and thinks of him in a positive
way? Yes, they do, because anyone with common sense would like someone that they understand that we go back to the UN speech, which was fantastic, you know. So the UN speech that he gave.
Fabulous.
Yeah, fabulous.
But nobody covered it here in America. It was uncovered.
Well, I managed to see it, and the UN speech where he basically said his job is to protect America, that's what I was elected for, and every leader of every country should do the same.
Yeah.
So many people agree with that.
Right.
And we actually have a leader now in Boris Johnson that is trying to do the best for his country.
Mini Trump,
and they're trying to stop him at every turn. They don't want Boris to succeed. They are invested in his failure.
All right, John Zachary, we're coming back. He's going to be a double segment interview because he's so good. Man, if he lived in America, we could do the show together. He's good. This guy's good. Other than that British accent, I don't know. I'm not sure about the British accent, but the rest of it's pretty cool. He thinks he's James Bond. You know, that's the problem. When we come back, I want to talk about hate speech, because my show couldn't even be on the air in England. We'll talk about that when we get back. They take me off the air. They'd be knocking on the door right now. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Alaroot? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living living proof they're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of the segment of the show, Real Water. I love my real water. Actually, John Zachary, my guest, is a witness. I'm drinking my real water right now. I love my real water.
You are drinking real water.
It's so good, man. It is the only negative ion alkaline water in the United States of America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free. Thank you, Brent and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water. Big Trump fans, big Wayne Root fans. They listen to this show. They're business owners, my kind of people. But I don't drink the water because they give it to me free. I would drink it during the show if that was the case. But I drink it all day long. I've got it stocked in my refrigerator. I've got it stocked in my gym. I've got it in my car. Wherever I go, I bring their little bottle. They've got a little bottle of real water, and you literally put the dropper when you go out to eat at a restaurant, and you put it in the water in your cup and your glass, and it turns whatever water you're drinking into real water, into negative ion alkaline water. And I told Brent that the listeners to my radio show could make his real water sales soar. And I made a bet with Brent, if I promoted real water on my radio show, my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try, and not just any try. You'd specifically go to Sprouts Markets, try real water, and let the store know that War sent you, Wayne Allen Root sent you. And Brent wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts Markets all around the United States. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts, get some real water. Be sure to tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you. And by the way, real water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted price. I don't go anywhere without my real water. And their website, of course, realwater.com. Thank you, Brent and Amy Jones, for sponsoring the show. We're in the studio with John Zachary, businessman from the United Kingdom, managing director of Aura in the UK. Aura is a, tell me again what Aura does.
Air purification.
But not just any, a really special one, right?
Really special. So actually we're using a great product here for the United States from Sterile Air. So we're using their emitter, which is basically a germicidal UVC lamp. And what it does with using the...
Kills mold, right?
With the torpedo that we've created, it basically kills all molds and all bacteria.
And nobody else can say that, right? I mean,
nobody else. In one pass.
Wow. Pretty cool. And you're bringing it here soon?
We're bringing it here soon, yeah.
All right. Got to bring everything to USA.
Got to bring it to USA.
USA is greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. Just want you to know that.
Yeah.
All right. So, if I did this, you sat and listened to the first half hour of my show. If I ever got on the airwaves and did this show in the UK...
Yeah, you'd have problems.
Would I be arrested, like, instantly?
You would definitely be arrested once you went into anything to do with Islam. You would for sure be... You'd have problems.
Because you're not allowed to tell the truth, even if it's the truth.
You're basically not allowed to criticize Islam, number one.
Immigration.
And they've just gone absolutely off the chart on hate speech and what they codify as hate speech. So I gave an example earlier when I was talking to you and Andrew. So South Yorkshire Police in 2018 released the hashtag Hate Hurts. Yeah, oh, it does, doesn't it? You can almost hear the violins, hate hurts. And they asked people to report any crimes of hate speech, obviously, but also non-crimes, hateful words and hateful tweets and hateful Facebook posts.
Of course.
Please report them
to us. And it's all in the eyes of the beholder. What's hate speech? Everybody hates you because you said something that's the truth.
Yeah, so in other words, what they're effectively saying...
Sticks and stones can't break your bones. Hate speech breaks your bones.
Exactly. So hurtful speech is now protected by law. So you, someone who's going to say a hurtful thing to you, that now becomes a police matter.
Oh, well, you just said hurtful speech is protected by law. Yeah, well, you mean hurtful speech is not protected
exactly,
by law.
Exactly.
Hurtful speech by law is now a crime, is what you're
saying. So basically, yes. So in other words, you cannot criticize somebody else or say something hurtful for somebody else for fear of the police getting involved. It's a police matter.
Well, the people at home probably don't even know Tommy Robinson. Quickly, give us a quick synopsis in a minute of what happened to Tommy Robinson.
Well, Tommy Robinson was a guy... So there were grooming gangs in the UK.
Meaning gangs grooming young girls to have sex with them. And those grooming gangs were completely 100% Muslim, correct?
Yeah, they're mostly Pakistanis from the UK. UK Pakistanis, but UK citizens nonetheless.
But so, Muslims, that's just a fact.
And
they were arrested.
He was basically outside the court reporting on what was happening because the media won't report it.
But he was saying the word Muslim or Islamic.
He was just physically there reporting, and that was enough to get you arrested.
Because what? What are you doing?
Because the judge had said to him that he cannot go near the court, but he was standing outside the court.
Right. What's wrong with that?
So he was actually in a public area.
Isn't he a member of the press at that point? That's freedom of the media.
Well, that's not allowed
not
anymore.
Not anymore.
Exactly. So, you know, anyway, he got arrested, and eventually there was a big hoo-ha about it.
And they found him guilty, right?
Yeah.
And he went to prison.
Yeah.
And my understanding is they put him in solitary, and there's a little window. You're alone in a prison cell all day with a little window.
Yeah.
And the Muslim inmates would walk by the window, and they take their poop and defecate in their hands and throw it through the window at him. That was his life in a prison that was mostly Muslim convicts, right?
Yeah. It's
disgusting.
It's horror. Really not good what happened to him.
And it happened twice.
Yeah.
They
rearrested
him.
The point about it is, it's not so much about Tommy Robinson as freedom of speech.
Right.
He wasn't breaking any laws as most people saw it.
He was standing
outside the court giving his opinion.
And did he say hateful things? Did he say, I hate Muslims?
He's allowed to have an opinion.
He didn't say, I hate Muslims, did he?
No, he didn't.
He didn't say, let's kill Muslims, did he? No.
No, I don't think so.
So how could you go to jail? It's unbelievable. You want this to happen in America? It's close. In New York City, they're going to charge you, they're going to hit you with a $250,000 fine if you see the words illegal alien and it offends an illegal alien. Facts hurt. John Zachary, we got to run. Businessman for the UK, managing director Aura in the UK. That should sound like it is, man.
Thank you, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
God bless. Right back with Newsmax TV right now. Newsmax TV all over the United States of America. Wayne on the roof, getting ready for the cameras. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, Newsmax.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Offer.